Reds and Cardinals game two of their series. It's Ozzie Smith and Paul DeJong pregame, but it's the very young Jesse Winker that starts the game with a bang for the Reds.
Here's a high drive down the right field line. It is a home run. Jesse Winker hits it high right down the line. The ball stayed fair, but a 1-0 lead.
This could be trouble into right center. Long run Winker. He dove and he made the catch out in right center field. DeJong with a dive and out is the call at second base.
This is a big call right here, especially given the fact that you've got Joey Votto ready to get into the batter's box.
Clearly safe. The Reds have them loaded now with two outs. Diving stop by DeJong does save a run. And now Votto shoots one into left field. A run will score, and the Reds now take a 2-0 lead, and it does not take Votto long to take advantage of that overturned call out at second.
Here's a rocket back into deep left field. Looking up, it's gone. Grand slam home run off the bat of Eugenio Suarez.
The Reds shut out the Cardinals 6-0 on Tuesday. Jack Flaherty loses for the Cardinals. Tyler Mahle goes 5 innings, 4 hits, no runs, walking 3, striking out 4, getting his first career win for Cincinnati. Joey Votto 2-for-4 with Jose Peraza. Jose Martinez had 2 of the Cardinals' 5 hits. The Reds shut out the Cardinals on Wednesday by a 6-0 final. And after the game, here's the reaction from Cincinnati manager Brian Price.
Yesterday was just ugly. There was nothing, no other way to describe a game like that, to come into St. Louis and play that poorly in the opener. And to come back in this game with a rookie starting pitcher who gets his first win with 5 scoreless, great shutdown relief from the bullpen, really solid defensive game, the big hits there in the fifth inning that took a 1-0 game to a 6-0 was phenomenal, yeah.
Tyler Mahle gets that first big league victory. When you talk to him, you kind of get the sense that he hasn't thrown his best baseball when he's been up here. And I'm sure he's going to say he wanted to go more than 5 innings tonight. But what's it say about a guy that maybe we haven't seen his best stuff and his ERA is 2.7 at the big league level?
Well, I think this isn't really a surprise because he's thrown a ton of strikes. He's not thrown as many strikes here as he did in the minor leagues. And I think there's times in the first 2 innings where he was a little bit too fine with his stuff. And it's like, do you really throw 50 pitches over the first 2 innings? And you're just missing. You know, you have to get on the plate, which he did, and was able to get us through those 5 innings, which was extremely important. You know, we're as many guys as we have in our bullpen, we don't have an established major league bullpen without having Storm, without having Peralta. You know, we have a lot of our minor league starters that are here now in our bullpen, so we're a little vulnerable if our starters don't get us at least 5 innings. And he was able to do that even with a high pitch count in those first 2-3 innings.
When you got the big inning, you get a replay call that's overturned, so I guess maybe Bo Thompson should get a couple of those RBIs.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I imagine Cozart's pretty happy. But that play happens because Mahle pulls one out of the Rudy Stein playbook and leans into a fastball and gets hit by the pitch. And then he ends up, beating that throw. I mean, DeJong makes a great play up the middle. Great feed, and of all people on the field, Tyler Mahle, the pitcher, beats the throw to second base, and Bo Thompson, our video expert, tells us we should challenge the call, and it was a successful challenge, which leads to Joey's base hit to 2-0, and then Suarez to the grand slam.
We've talked a lot about this offense. That's now the 7th grand slam for this team on the season. You've got now 4 guys with 25 or more home runs.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun to watch the younger guys start to come into their own, and it's certainly Suarez is into that mix. Jeanette, who has a little bit more time than Suarez, but not a lot, kind of coming into his own, as well as a lot of these other guys, and seeing some of the young starters really come into comfortability and making good, reliable starts for us. And Mahle, it was 5 innings, but I'll tell you, it's 5 innings we had to have if we're going to have a chance to win that game.
Thursday's pitching matchup in the rubber game of the series is Cincinnati's Amir Garrett facing Luke Weaver of the Cardinals.